Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Beis Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Chamisha Chaburos Sheshavsu Betrak Lenechut. You have five different Chaburos, that means like five different families, were living in one palace, like in one big room, Betrak Lenechut, and they made in between, like dividing, like partitions in between, to give like each one like a little private space. Is Beishamai Imrim Erev Lechol Chaburo Bechaburo. If each chabura, since they have their own partition, it's considered like their own house, and if they want to carry out from their apartments into the chotzer, or else even from one partition to the next partition, they have to make an eruv chatzeris. That's Beishamai Talocha. Beisilu say though, Erev Echad Lekulim. No, it's considered that they're still all mixed up, it's like one family still, since they're under one roof, it's in one big room, even though there's partitions in between them, still it's considered like one family, and you only need one Erev between them. Erev Echad Lekulim. Satig Mishnah, Umoidim, Bizman Shemiktsosam Shruyim Bechadorim. If some of them are mamish living in separate rooms, Shruyim Bechadorim, Oy Balias, or else they're living in separate, Alias means like an attic. One's living upstairs, and one lives on the third floor, and the fourth floor. Shein Tzrichin Erev Lechol Chabur Bechabura. Then treat the have to have a special chabura for each one of them. Each one of them has to have his own chabura. So you can erev lechol chabura chabura. Each chabura needs its own erev. We consider them like five different families in five different apartments, and therefore when they want to carry out from one apartment to another apartment, or else from the apartment into the chatzar, you have to have an erev chatzeris. So that's the Mishnah. Zok Rashi in the Mishnah. Betrak lenechod v'chaku lechamisha. They divided up into five different partitions. Each one has their own entrance into the chotzer, so they have to make an eruv chatzeris with the rest of the people living in the chotzer to carry out from their apartment into the chotzer. It's called different rishuyos, different apartments. It's like five different houses. If they want to carry out from one apartment to the next apartment, like there's one big room, and you have partitions, and there are five different partitions, if you want to carry from one partition to the next partition, you have to have a eruv chatzeris. That's Beishamai Halacha. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what we're talking about, how much is in between them. No, ein mechitza zu chilek rishus. This mechitza, this partition we put up, does not make it like a different apartment. The mechitza shvali, it's a very small mechitza. Can the forest be gemara? The gemara will explain. Hilkach, erev echad lekulam. Therefore, since it's under one roof, it's considered like one apartment, and one erev helps for everybody. Uvateichat trachta nami metziyim mizil zubla erev. They want to carry from one partition to the next partition. In this traklin, they don't have to have an erev at all. Shatraklin mechabrin, because since it's under one roof and one room, like that's mechaber them. V'chiven de b'neiim ein sarach eruv. Since in between they don't need an eruv, nas echad meyem shliach lekulan. Who are then one of these five people could be a shliach for all of them to put the eruv into the next chotzer? They are min lekamon chamisha shagavu es eruvin. If five people living in one chotzer made an eruv chaserus together, they put the eruv together. Kloima sheshruim bechamisha batim bechotzer v'irvu b'neiim. Now, since they made an Erev, they're like one family. If they want to now make an Erev with the next Chotzer, in order to carry out from their Chotzer to the next Chotzer, they have to make an Erev, but just one of them can make the Erev for everybody. Here also, since in this house, even though there are five different Chaburus living there, and five different partitions, but since it's under one roof, and the Mechitzes in between are very Shvachar Mechitzes, it's considered like one family. And if they want to make an Erev with the rest of the people in the Chotzer, only one of them has to give pass, one to give pass for everybody. So to write the Rashi, Umoidim Shemiksos and Shriyim. The Evelu Kehei Batim is like five different houses. Fuloidom Ilehei Shagobu Es Erevin Shreila Irvu B'neim. Here, if the five different Chaburus mamash lived in five different rooms, so rather than each room is like their own apartment, and then you need a good Erev in order to carry from one apartment to the next apartment. Even Basil is merged to this. Hey, the machlekes is only when you have shvachar mechitzis. Rashi says shmitzoy very small mechitzis you have. That's where the machlekes is. But we have different rooms. that even Vaisil is Moed is considered different apartments, and you have to have an Erev to carry from one apartment to the next apartment.
Yeah, Zakti Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman, Machlekes to Mesifis. The Machlekes for Shama and Vaisil is if you made very small mechitzas in between them. But let's say the mechitzah is 10 tefachim high in between one chabura and the next chabura. Then Rav Nachman holds divrei hakol erev lechol chabura v'chabura. Even Beisil is moedah then that you have to have a special erev for each chabura that they answer one on the other. So drashi machlekes v'shasher yusayin chalukas v'mesifas. That means mechitzah and the mocha. They only have a very small mechitzah in between. Shel chatichas eitzin, made out of small wood like. Then it's considered like one house. It's like fire that collected the erev. Then it's considered like one happy family living here. If you have mechitzas 10 tefachim high, then it divides it into separate rooms. And even according to Beis Hillel, each one is separate, needs its own erev. And Ika the army, some say no, that's not what Rav Nachman said. Ika the army, Yom Rav Nachman, after mesifas machlekes. The machlekes is even by mesifis. In other words, Beis Shammai argues and says, even though there's mesifis, still is considered like separate rooms, and you have to have an erev for each one separately. But in Achnami, according to Beis Hillel, it could be even if you have mechitzes that are 10 tefachim high, since still they're all under one roof, it's considered still like one big room, and it's only considered like one mishpacha, that you only need one erev in order to carry out to mishtatev and the rest of the Bnei Chatzar. So Rashi after Mesifas Machlekes, the loy tema don't say Beshami b'mechitza saru the yasri Beshami on yasri the mechitza of ten tefachim over Mesifas Moida, but if you have a Mesifas, he's Moida, ela filu b'mesifas nami yasri. Even though it's only a small mechitza, less than ten tefachim, still Beshami shiter is that's mechalik. It makes it like separate rooms. But according to Beis Hillel, it's considered one big room, and it could even be if the mechitzas are more than ten tefachim high, still it's considered one room. We'll soon see what the shear is exactly until how high could the mechitzas be that according to Beis Hillel it's still considered like one room. So the Gemara pligi bo Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi. So machlekes Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi. Chadama one says machlekes b'mechitzas hamegias l'tikra. The machlekes says where they have these mechitzas like these partitions, these like curtains that mamish go all the way up to the roof. It goes from the floor until the roof. That's where there's a machlokes. That's where Beis Shammai holds that it's considered separate rooms, and Beis Hillel still holds no, it's considered one room. Avo mechitza shein magiyas latikra. Let's say you have the partitions, yeah, that they go up, but they don't reach the ceiling. Then he holds that divrei hakol erev echol lekulam. Everybody holds, even Beis Shammai is moide then that it's considered like one room, like one mishpacha, and you only need one erev from all of them together. That's what one says. But it's not like Rav Nachman learned before. But this is a big kula that calls the man the mechitzas don't reach the ceiling. Everybody holds is considered like one room. It's only a machlekes when the mechitzas, when the shvachra mechitzas, these like curtains, reach the ceiling. Even so, Beis Shammai says it's considered like one, like separate. Then Beis Shammai holds considered separate rooms, and Beis Hillel still holds it considered like one big room. And Chadom, one of them say no. Machlekes be mechitzas shein magiyas latikra. That's where the machlekes is. That Beis Shammai says, even though these curtains do not reach the ceiling, still we look as if it's separate rooms. And Beis Hillel holds no, that if the mechitzas do not reach the ceiling, then we consider it like one big room. Avo mechitzas hamegias latikra, but let's say these curtains go up until the ceiling, or else they come within three tochim of the ceiling that we say lovud, then divrei hakol tzrichin erev lechol chabur v'chabura. Then everybody holds, even Beis Hillel holds, that is considered like separate apartments, and each one has to have their own Erev if they want to carry from one apartment into the next apartment, or if they want to carry out into the Chotzer, everyone has to put his own Erev, the Mishtatef in the Erev, to put a path into the Erev in order to carry out. And Allah, we hold like the Shita, that once the Mechitzas are 10 Tfachim high, once the Mechitzas reach the Tikra, then even Beis Hillel's Moida is considered like separate apartments. Mashenkin, if the mechitzas do not reach the ceiling, then it looks like one room, we hold like Beis Hillel, and there you only need one Erev for everybody. So Rashi, Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Avo Mechitzas Shein Megiyas Latikra Afilu Ein Asarot Divriakol Erev Echol Lekulin. So Latisman Diyamas at Rashi Yopligi Atavayan Lishten Rav Nachman. According to the first Lashon here, the first man, the Yomah, he argues on both Pshatim of Rav Nachman. The first of one says that when the mechitzas are 10 tefachim, everybody holds his kol separately. The cholakim, here we say no. Afilu b'megiyas batikra pligi. Even when the curtains reach the ceiling, still there's a machlokes. The lishna basra kamer to the mesifes nami pligi v'yasvi beshamay. V'ocharmi the afilu mechitzas asara layasel the mechitzas megiyas batikra. So the kids, according to this first man, the Yom, that the whole machlokes is only where the mechitzas reach the tikra, that he argues on the two pshatim in Rav Nachman. But according to the second man, the Yom, that we hold like that, that the second man, the Yom, says no. The machlokes is where the mechitzas do not reach the tikra. But when the mechitza reaches the tikra, then for sure it's considered like separate apartments, and then you have to have a special eruv from each chatz, from each apartment to the next apartment. Yeah. So the Gemara Meisvei, I have a question on this man, the Yom. Meisvei. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Asaber, Rabbi Yehuda Asaber said, so Rashi says, Asaber is a pshat al shem churfe korli hochi. Since Rabbi Yehuda was a very sharp person, they called Rabbi Yehuda Asaber. So he says, Lo nechluku be shamayu be silul al mechitzois ha megiyas latikra. She tzrich and eruf. Here there's no machlekes. There's no machlekes if the mechitzos reach the tikra. Everybody is moida, that then is considered separate apartments, and you have to have a separate eruv for each apartment. Where's the machlokes? Mechitzas shein magiyas latikra. Mechitzas that do not reach the roof. There's the machlokes. In other words, you have curtains going up halfway. Since you have mechitzas there, even though they don't reach the ceiling, it's considered separate rooms. And you have to have a separate eruv for each one of them. Or beslul emrim, beslul holds no. Eruvech or the kulan. Hey, since these mechitzas do not reach the roof, so therefore we look as if there's only one roof of all these five partitions, and they're all considered like one big room, and therefore it's only like one dira here, and you only need one eruv to mishtatif into the eruv. Or if they want to carry from one partition to another to partition, they don't need an eruv at all. Yeah, that's what Yehuda said. Now, Zot Gemara. Laman the Yoma be mechitzas hamegiyas latikra machlekes to yufta. Like the first man, the Yoma that said the machlekes is where the mechitzas reach the tikra. Even so, Beisil holds this called one room. Rabbi Yehuda argues on that because Rabbi Yehuda says klar that when the mechitzas reach the roof, then there's no machlekes. Aber laman the Yoma be mechitzas shein megiyas latikra machlekes. But like the second man, the Yoma before that said no, the machlekes beishamen Beisil is where their mechitzas, these curtains, do not reach the roof. That's where the machlekes is. Is the churasiyata? Like the second man, the Yom, it's a riot to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is like the second man, the Yom. And that's what we hold halacha. That when the curtains reach the roof, it's considered like five different apartments. And they need five separate eruvs. But when the mechitzas do not reach the roof, or at least it's more than gimel tefachim away from the roof, then it's considered one big room here. And you only have to have one eruv for everybody. Yeah, now the Gemara goes back to explain. Lahach lishna the Yom Rav Nachman, but according to Rav Nachman, he was the first man the Yom that said of Pshat now Mishnah. According to the first lashon Rav Nachman, that he said, Machlekes b'mesifes, the whole machlekes is when you have small mechitzes, but when the mechitzes are 10 tefachim high, even by still holders called separate apartments, is to yufta. According to Abiyudah, it's a tiyufta. Abiyudah says no, that all machlekes is only when the mechitzes don't reach the roof. V'enachnami calls the man, they don't reach the roof, that's where the machlekes is. So even though the mechitzas are 10 tefachim high, but if they don't reach the roof, according to Beis Hillel, it's still considered like separate apartments. Vaita, and lahach lishn, according to a second pshat of Nachman, the Yom Rav Nachman, after mesifas machlekes, even when you have small mechitzas, still there's a machlekes. In other words, Beis Shammai says, no matter how small the mechitzas are, still it's considered separate apartments. Now the shadow, what does Beis Hillel hold? Is the whole laymat here with tufta? Maybe it's a tufta on that man the yomer. Or Rav Nachman, no. Rav Nachman, no. There's no machlekes. Could be pligi be mechitza v'uadim be mesifis. Maybe it's a machlekes both ways. That by shamay taka holds, even though you have very small mechitzas like mesifis, still it divides. It makes it two separate. It makes it five different rooms. But it still holds no. Whether you have small mechitzas or even if you have big mechitzas, calls the man they don't reach the roof. According to Beis Hillel, it's considered like one house, one apartment. Why do we have a machlekes then by mechitza? We have a good mechitza. Is the odiyach koichan the Beis Hillel? It wants to tell us the chiddush according to Beis Hillel. Now that Rabbi Yehuda said that there's the machlekes says when the mechitzes don't reach the roof, but mashma koponim, you do have good mechitzes. They're more than 10 tefachim. That's the view that says the machlekes is. So what is the only say with your good mechitzes? He wants to tell us the chiddush according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, even though you have mechitzes that are 10 tefachim, my good mechitzes, still, kol zaman they do not reach the roof, it's considered like one room. For the Gemara of Aliflag b'Mesifus, no, Rabbi Yehuda still should have brought down the machlekes by very small mechitzes, by Mesifus. To tell us the chiddush of Beis Shammai, that according to Beis Shammai, even though you only have small mechitzes dividing up the apartments, still it's considered like different apartments and you need five different Arabs. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say the machlekes even by a Mesifus? And for the Gemara, it's always better to hear the chiddush of a matir, somebody saying a heter. So at this, if you say the machlekes by mechitzes, it's even though the mechitzes are 10 tefachim high, but kozman they don't reach the roof, the chiddush according to Beis Hillel is considered five different rooms. Here's the more vayter. Omerav Nachman, Omerav Halacha Kriyav Yehuda Asaber. B'taka Pasul Kriyav Yehuda Asaber. That when the mechitzes reach the roof, then everybody holds as considered separate apartments, and you need a separate eruv. The machlekes is only when these partitions, when the mechitzes do not reach the roof. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Masnitsa Nami Deik. I have a raya from our Mishnah also like this. Diktoni, he says in the end of our Mishnah, Umoidim, that both Beis Hillel is Moidim to Beis Shammai, Bizman Shem Mitzosin Shruim Bechadorim, that if some of these Chaburas Mamash live in separate rooms, Uvalias, and they live in different attics, different apartments. So tomorrow, the Watch Shetzrichen Erev Bechol Chabur Bechabura. That each chabura needs its own eruv. So the Gemara, my chadorim and my aliyas. What does it mean, the chadorim and the aliyas? What does it mean here? Ilaim chadorim, chadorim mamish, that mamish they lived in separate rooms, mamish good different rooms. Valiyas, aliyas mamish, and mamish different than attic, upstairs and downstairs. Of his like shita, avad was considered like five different apartments, five different families. Each one has a mamish in their own separate room. Elalav, elamai, the mishnah has to be saying a chiddush kein chadorim. That it means, no, it's not really a separate room. There's not a real mechitza in between them. Just the mechitza looks like a separate room. And kein aliyas, it looks like it's an attic upstairs and downstairs. Oman niyu, what type of mechitzas, what type of curtains make it look like its own private room? That's mechitzas ha-megiyas la-tikra. If you have these curtains that go up all the way into the roof, then it looks like separate rooms. And then the Mishnah says, according to everybody, you need a separate area for each apartment. That's a riot for Rabbi Yehuda Asaber. The what? That when the mechitzas reach the roof, then we say it's called different apartments. Shema Amina. So the Maratona. Where is the machlokes here? When they're taking the eruv from here into another house. That's where the machlokes is. Avlem hoya eruvin vo etzlon. But let's say they're bringing the Erev into this traklin, then Dirvei Hakol Erev Echad Lekulin. Then everybody holds, you only have to have one Erev for all five people living here. Now, according to this Braisa, the Machlekes now Mishnah Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is like a new Machlekes. There's no Machlekes if these Mechitzas divide up the rooms or not. It could be Tak, everybody holds the rooms are not called divided up. No, it's called really like one big room here. And therefore, really, it's as if you have five people living here, and they made an eruv together. It's really like one room. Now the Naskim Minhag is, let's say in the Chotzer, there are other apartments, other houses open up into the Chotzer. If you want to take an eruv from this traklin and put the eruv into the other house, so then that's the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai holds, you have to take five different eruvs, five different pasin from each one of these chaburs to put into the other house where they're making the eruv. And Beis Hillel holds no, it's enough to take along one area from these five people into the other house. That's where the machlekes is. Again, Tana, the Braisa says, when we have a machlekes, when they're putting the Erev into another house in the Chotzer. So then, Beis Shammai holds, all five of them have to make their own pass. But let's say they're putting the Erev, the other three people living in the Chotzer are putting the Erev into this traklin. Then I'll tell you, divrei hakol everybody holds. Erev echad lekulam. They're all considered like one family, one house, and you don't have to have any Erev, or like one Erev helps four or five of them. So the moral, like this shita, Kaman Nazar, who's a golai? Called the Tanya, that we learned. Chamisha shegovus Erevin. Five people that collected the Erev. Kishomalich and Esteruven lamokim acher. when they want, in other words, you have five people living in one chotzer, and they made an Eruv and Chatzeres together. They're allowed to carry out now from the house into the chotzer. Now they decide they want to be able to carry out into the next chotzer. So these five people have to take their path to Eruv and put it into the next chotzer. Now, Kishum Malichin, when they're taking their path into the next chotzer, Kishum Malichin as Eruv and Lamokim Acher is Eruv Echad Lakulin. All they have to do is just take one Eruv for everybody. Hey, since they have an Eruv already, they're considered like one big family. So all you have to do is just put one Eruv into the next chotzer. So the Gemara, come on, who did this go like? The Churik Beisil, it goes like Beisil. Because according to this Brysom, the Machlekes Beisil and Beisil is in this case Mamish. In the case we have these five people living in this one house, that really is like one big chabura, but the Machlekes Beshami still says when you take Yerub into the next chotzer or into the next house, each one has to give their own pas. So Bizarre, that Brysa that says there only one taste for everybody has to go according to Beisil. So the Moravaita. And Ika the army, some say even the bigger Kiddush. But me devor mamurim, where is the Ramachlekes now Mishnah Beisham Beisilil? Kishoya Erev Bo Etzlot. But I can't, when the other three people are even putting the Erev into the traklin. Even so, Beisham holds the Mamish, they're like three separate apartments, and each one has to put their own separate pass. And Beisilil holds no. Since they're bringing the Erev into the traklin, it's enough one for everybody. Ablem ho yomolichin es Erevin. Lomokim Acher. But let's say they were carrying the Erev into another place, the Mokim Acher, then I'll tell you, Divrei Hakol, everybody holds, Tzrichin Erev L'chol Chabura V'Chabura. Each Chabura has to have their own Erev. Since they're sending the Erev into another Chotzer, then you have to have a special Erev for each one. Or Vizoy, according to this chat, Kaman Oz, who does it go like? Ho de Tanya, that's what we learned. Chamisha Shegovus Erevin. If five people living in one Chotzer made an Eruv Chatzeres together, they made everybody like one. Now, Kishamolichin es Erevin Lamakam Acher, when they are carrying the Erev now, they want to make the Erev to include even the next Chotzer. So it says that Din, Lamakam Acher Echad Lakulan. One person has a right to do it for everybody. It's Kaman, who does that price to go like? The Lake Echad. Doesn't go like either one of them. Because at this Mandi Yomar, even by Silu's Moedah, that when they're carrying their Erev into the other houses, you have to have five different Erevs from each one of them. So you see, when you're carrying Erev into another place, even though they're like one together in the traklan, still they have to have five different pasim. Is there what in there also? Even though the B'nai Chotzer here made an Erev together, and they're like one in this Chotzer, but when they carry it into the next Chotzer, to Mishtat of the next Chotzer, they have to have a special Erev for each one of them. So bizarre, that Mishnah doesn't go like any one of them. So Trashi. B'nei Devar Mamurim. The Yaskri Beishamai, when is Beishamai says also, when they want to carry the Erev into one or the other, Boti Achotzer. But if the other people were bringing the Erev into this traklin, then the Rehakal, you only need one for everybody. That's not the machlokes between Beisham and Beisil, but Hilkos Mechitzas here. Even according to Beishamai, really, since it's under one roof, it's sort of like one big room, it's mechaber them. They don't need an Erev between them. It's like five people that collected Erev. Then they want to make an Erev with the next Chotzer. If they're taking the Erev into the next Chotzer, Ein echad miem shtiach lekulon. One can't be a shtiach for everybody. El lekulon tzrich mita pas. All five of them have to bring their own pas into the next chotzer. The erev bo babayis echad mehen. But let's say the erev akeret comes into their house. Then we say kulon shavim shom. They're all like one. Now v'hanach the traklin, people living in this big traklin is also nami. Kivon the rishus achasen, we live under one roof. It's like one rishus. Lahani dom is blamed to this case. Dile Beisham Rishus Chalukya saying, Vela Yirvuk Yirvu Bo Etzla my heavy. Because if you're going to tell me, according to Beisham, it's called separate apartments, so what do I care to bring the Erev from the other houses into this traklin? Still, you should have to have five Erevs. Elamai Lamai to the traklin is Machavadem, it looks like one apartment. Still, when they send the Erev into the next house, the other houses, you have to have five different Erevs. Doesn't help Beisham. So, Mehel, the Gemara says that we have a Mishnah later that says no. If they made an Eruv Chatzeres together here, and then they want to make another Eruv to the next Chotzer, you only have to send over one Eruv, that does not come out according to Beis Shammai. And the second lashon is, it doesn't come out according to neither of them. That's the way this Brisa learns the Machlokes in our Mishnah. But the Maisa of other, we'd hold that in the case where five people are made in the Ruva Chatzera together, and now they want to make an Erev with the next Chatzer, only one of them could send their Erev with the other one. You don't need all five to send Erev. Avadim, it's enough if only one of them sends into the other Erev. And we pass going to get to the first Machlokes, like if Yehuda Asab here, that when the Mechitzes reach the ceiling, then it's considered separate apartments, separate rooms, different five different Diris. But if the Mechitzes do not reach the ceiling, then it's, since it's under one roof, one Traklin, it's considered like one big house, one big apartment, and they only need one Erev for everybody. So like the Mishnah. Brothers used to eat on the father's table, al shulchan aviyim, v'yishanim bebatayim, but they would go home at night to sleep in their own apartment. So Pasha, we're talking about there's a chutzner here, and you have so far at least three apartments opening up into the chutzner. The father has one apartment, and the two sons, the two brothers, have their own apartment. So they sleep, everybody sleeps in their own apartment. Just by daytime, they come to eat together by the father. Each one of them has to make their own Eruv in order to carry out into the Chatzar. Therefore, let's say one of the brothers forgot to make an Eruv Chatzaris before Shabbos, is Mavatl Es Rishusay. He has to be Mavatl Es Rishus to the other brothers, and then Akopon and the other ones are allowed to carry out. So at the Mishnah though, Amosai, when do I say this din, that the brothers have to make a special Eruv Chatzaris? That's, let's say, like there are other houses opening up into this chotzer, and they want to make now an eruv chatzeres. Let's say there are five houses opening up into this chotzer. Three of them, one is the father and two are the two sons, and then there are two other people here. Now let's say they want to make the eruv chatzeres in one of the other people houses. Or bazoi, that's when you have this din that each son has to bring his own path over to the other house. His aim was signed bisman shemolichin eruvim b'mokim acher. But let's say, forget, the other two people are bringing the Erev into this chotzer, into the father's house, into his apartment. Then you only need one Erev for everybody. Or else, let's say nobody else lives in this chotzer. There are only three apartments opening up into the chotzer, the father and his two sons. Then the din is ein tzrich l'arev. Then you should know, really, since the sons eat by the father, they're really considered like one family, and you don't need an Erev at all. They're allowed to carry from one son to the next son to the father out to the chotzer. You don't need an Erev Chatzeres at all. The only time you need an Erev Chatzeres here is if there are other apartments also opening up into the chotzer. And we'll see the svar in the Gemara. The Gemara says the svar like a migul. Migul, they ask the other two people. Aser ze al ze. So once the other two people ask her, who are in the apartments of the two sons, also ask there, and they have to be mishtatef in the Erev. If nobody else is living in the chotzer, just the father and his two sons, even though each one has his own apartment, they don't need an Erev Chatzeres at all. It's considered like one happy family that they're allowed to carry out from the house to the chotzer to the house. Yeah. Zokti Gemara. Shema Minu L'chur from our mission is a raya that Mokam Lina Gurim. The ikar is where you sleep. Why? Because we're saying, even though the sons, the havminer is mamish, eat by the father's house, still they ask the zeal there when you have other people living in the chotzer. Why do they ask the zeal there? Because since they go to sleep in their own house, so mokum lin is gurm, that's where a person sleeps, that's where he is. So if each one has his own apartment to sleep, we look like they have three different apartments, they ask the zeal there. So drashi, shema mina, mokum lin is gurm. They have the Yishon of the base of Rin, because the Mishnah's marked that they would have even slept by the father's house, then Afilo Malichin Erev in the Mokam Acher, even when there are other people living in the Chotzer, and they will take the Erev, put it into the next Chotzer, in the next house, Lohoyet Srichin Erev, they wouldn't have to make a special Erev. El Avim, only one for the father. V'neimah B'zoi, so Saraya, what? That since they sleep home, separate, in their own separate houses, so where they sleep, that's Gurm to give it their own din. So Drashi, name it, but you've to the Rav. This should be a Kashan Rav. The Yomala Kamon will soon see Rav holds, Bishmaitin, that Mokam Pita Gurm, Faket, or where a person eats, is a Zikam Mokam Dira. For Elu Oichle, Mabes Savi, and Vechashvin, Lechalukin. Now these people, the Havamina, Mamish, eat by the father's house. And still we consider them like separate apartments since they sleep home. So Kuratsaraya, what is Kaveh Yodin? Where you sleep? So there should be a Kashan Rav.